You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, America. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 21st day of June, year of our Lord 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We start these shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. You may stand and face the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage people to stock up on gold and silver coins. That would be a wise thing to do. We just got some hot information. We'll be talking to Tom about this, about what's coming in the not-too-distant future. This is Friday morning, first hour. We talk about emergency survival communications with my friend Tom Berryhill. Began a quest more than half a century ago to become quite knowledgeable in radio frequency engineering, ham radio, two-way radio communications, electronics in general, and eventually become his career. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Tom, the FCC has a regulation that takes effect the 30th of June. I talked about this on my show yesterday, I believe it was. And as of the 30th of September, certain radios will be illegal to be sold. They're called FRS combination radios. Right now, you can buy them. They're for sale on eBay and Amazon and so forth. There's a very low-end, very inexpensive version of that made by the Chinese company Baofeng that can be bought right now. It's the Baofeng model Uniform Victor-5 Romeo. Get them 5 at a time. You can buy $23 a piece. What I found, and I think, Tom, you found in your life also, if the government makes it illegal, it may be something you might just want to own. Right, Tom?
Well, sometimes that's the way you do it, John. Those particular radios, the reason they're doing that is they will cover the entire frequency spectrum on UHF and VHF. So they operate all through the ham radio bands, all the way up through the commercial bands, and people have been buying these things. And I know in several cases the companies were using them for radios and taxi cabs and delivery services. They're using it for everything but their intended purpose. So they're going to get them off the market. And I'll tell you the truth, they're not a very good piece of equipment anyway. They're really kind of a lousy setup.
Well,
they're very expensive.
They're low end, and with low end equipment, it doesn't matter whether it's radios or optics or firearms, you'll get something that will function. Something that comes to mind with firearms is High Point pistols. They look almost identical to the $10 pellet pistol I had when I was 12 years old, but they will put lead downrange. As bulky and as heavy and as funny looking as they are, they will put lead downrange. And these Baofeng radios, once again, they're low end, and they do work. As if you treat them gently and don't expect too much out of them, they will work. So it's a matter of what you want to accomplish, what your pocketbook is, right, Tom?
Yeah, well, that's true, and they do work. I find that they're very complex. They're hard to program. They're hard to work. They have too many functions in that radio. And the main reason they want to get rid of them, John, is because they're keyboard programmable. So you can dial in a frequency and be on there. And they've had cases where they were on the police and fire frequencies. So
well,
that can't be allowed.
No, that can't be allowed.
No.
You're right. That can't be allowed.
There's never been any radios that I'm aware of that were allowed in this country were type accepted. That's what they call a type accepted. It has to have an FCC acceptance number for that particular model. But there's never been one that had front panel programmable channels. I'll tell you, though, a radio that would be a huge step up from that but can be programmed from the keyboard is that Motorola GP68. I have quite a few of those. I keep them charged up almost like a fleet in case we ever had to use them for anything. They are front panel programmable, but they only come in one band, UHF or VHF, and it's really confusing because they look identical. There's almost no way to tell them apart except from the antenna types, and even then sometimes it's hard to tell which one you're using, so you have to be careful with that. But they are. They have 20 channels. It'll scan the channels. They have the keypad on front. You can program in anything any frequency you want within that range, and they work really good for that ham bands. I use those myself. It's a larger radio, but it's a very, very well constructed unit.
Well, Motorola is the Rolls Royce of radios, as far as I'm concerned, and you can't really get a higher quality radio than Motorola, in my opinion. There's some that are nearly equal when it comes to radios, but Motorola is top of the top when it comes to quality. Tom, we're going to have to, because of some information I learned just in the last hour, we're going to have to take a slight detour here to something very important. I have a friend, his name's Paul Martin. He's a regular guest with Dave Hodges on Dave Hodges' show, The Common Sense Show. And Paul is a Oklahoma cowboy living in Colorado. We are very good personal friends. I visited him in Colorado a number of times, one-on-one, face-to-face, him and his lady friend. My wife, Dr. Moore, knows him and his lady friend quite well also. Paul has a website called Revolution Radio, and he's a former Marine. And has several excellent sources. So I've been working with Paul now about 10 or more years. One of Paul's excellent sources he refers to as Mr. East Coast, who's a at management level in one of the lettered agencies. Excuse me. I had to cough. He says the following, and this I refer. This is not how Paul on the East Coast referred to it. I refer to it as Plan B. Plan A has been to subvert, take over, and convert the United States into a socialist, communist dictatorship. They know that's finished. President Trump will be reelected in November 2020, and that's a done deal. Everybody who's analyzed this at the top levels, they know that. They know that Plan A, to take over with Hillary Clinton or a clone of Hillary Clinton, is finished, dead on arrival. So Plan B kicks in 16 months. Now, Tom, 16 months will fly by, won't it?
It will. That's not a very long time.
Not long at all. 16 months is November 2020. Plan B is to have basically what's been referred to by Mr. East Coast as civil war commence in 16 months. It will be, civil war is, all civil wars, but in the modern age, in the past 20 years, we've grown to know what civil war looks like by observing what took place in other countries, in Lebanon, in Bosnia, other places. It will be brutal. It will be barbaric. It will be bloody. It will change this country forever. And that's what's being planned by the George Soros Communist Socialist Democrats, is for civil war to commence in this country in sincerity in 16 months. So I'll be talking to Paul privately. I just listened to, if people want to hear this for themselves, they can go to The Common Sense Show, thecommonsenseshow.com. The article, it's only 14 minutes, and it was posted a day and a half ago. Intelligence source says 2020 election to trigger civil war regardless of who wins. Well, we know who's going to win, but it's pretty far down on Dave's website. It's well, not pretty far down. Let's see. He has blocks of three. It's a third block of three down from the top, right in the middle. It's got a black and white graphic with men and women in the street waving banners, kind of a generic street protest kind of graphic. And right below the photograph of Julian Assange there, and the title of the video, the audio tape, is Intelligence Source, 2020 Election to Trigger Civil War, Regardless of Who Wins. There'll be follow-up on this. This is everybody's initial heads up. And, Tom, you know what the first thing I'm going to do is?
Well, you tell me. Head for the hills.
I'm gonna buy 100 pounds of green coffee beans.
Okay.
Well, I'm a coffee drinker, and I cannot imagine a semi-normal life without coffee. So, roasted beans have a shelf life. The oil in the beans goes rancid, and no matter how well packed they are, it doesn't matter. Green coffee beans, properly stored, last forever. So I'll be buying at least 100 pounds, preferably 200-300 pounds of green coffee beans. I've already ordered a book on how to properly roast coffee beans. So when we're going through the apocalypse, John Moore will have coffee when nobody else does. And that's my initial plan. We got to have our priorities, right, Tom?
That's true. Yeah, coffee's good. And have some green coffee beans on hand.
Yep, all you need is green coffee beans, a way to roast them, a way to grind them, and you're good to go. Communications will be part of this. A lot of people focus on being able to talk to Aunt Nellie in Florida, or their son in two or three states away, or their parents four or five states away, which is important. I agree that's important, and you should be able to do that. What's even more important, however, is being able to intercept and listen to the local frequencies of your local police department, fire department, paramedics, the county frequencies, same thing, sheriff's department, fire department, paramedics, the state people, the state National Guard, being able to intercept all these frequencies so you know what's going on in your town, in your county, and in your state. Those things are not optional, are they, Tom?
No, they're not, and we can certainly discuss some of this today, John. It'd be a good time to do it.
Let's do that. Now, and we discuss the guys and gals who do the road repairs. Their frequencies are not going to be encrypted. They simply aren't going to be. Fire departments are rarely encrypted. They can be, especially in the bigger cities where they got lots of money to spend. Paramedics, the same way, they're rarely going to be encrypted. The people who get the money first to do encryption are the highway patrol and the police departments and the sheriff's departments, right, Tom?
Yeah, that's correct. They're going to be the ones that would encrypt. And they don't always do it, but many of the police departments are going to encryption full-time now.
Right. Well, you can easily find out what's going on in your area. In the meantime, when you find out what's going on in your area, get radios that will be able to allow you to intercept all those communications, because it's not optional. You need to know what's going on in your town, in your county, and in your state. You need to know that, don't you, Tom?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
And
you'll need a
scanner, of course.
Well, let's talk about scanners. Bearcat, Uniden, it's the two companies merged a few years back. They're and when it comes to a good quality equipment, they're pretty much rule of roost, don't they?
That's correct. They do.
Okay. Well, what would you suggest people get in that regard?
Well, I would purchase a scanner that will pick up the digital type of transmission, such as P25. So many of the police departments have gone over to P25 digital, and there's a few other formats out there. The scanner receiver that I use is made by AOR, and it's called an AR-DV1. Now, that receiver covers all the way from below the AM broadcast band all through the shortwave spectrum and all the way up to around 1 gigahertz, maybe a little higher, 1,300 megahertz, so 1.3 gigahertz. And it covers everything that you'd ever want. That's the receiver that I have. It's more of a receiver, but it can also be a scanner, and it picks up all the digital types of transmissions, so it'll pick up P25. And you can also go on their website. It has a USB port on it. You can update the firmware in this radio so that you can bring it up to current specs. They update their receivers often, and you'll be able to do that if you need to. So that is a very good unit, and it picks up all the shortwave spectrum. If you wanted to use it as a shortwave radio, you could, AM, FM, single sideband, Morse code, anything you want to listen to. That unit works pretty good. But they're around $1,000. That's the problem. And not everybody wants to spend that much. If you do buy a scanner, you should also purchase if you don't have one and all of that in one unit like this AOR I just described, you may want to get a good scanner that will pick up the digital transmissions such as P25 for the police departments, and then you would also want to have some sort of a shortwave receiver, and I would recommend getting one that also picks up single sideband. That way you can intercept the ham operators that are on there. If they're not already a ham, you should at least be able to receive their transmissions on shortwave frequencies, because you would find out what's really going on in various areas throughout the nation. So you'd be able to get firsthand information before the news media would ever have it, and I'm pretty certain they would filter out a lot of information. You'll get the best source of info right on those frequencies on the shortwave spectrum. And one more thing, John, I know here in Missouri, I'm sure other states are doing it also, but here in Missouri, every county has a shortwave setup. They have a HF single sideband unit. Most of them are made by Motorola, but they're on the HF frequencies around 2 megahertz all the way up to 9 megahertz range. The idea here is that they can operate, and if everything else is down, they can use these units to transmit back to headquarters in Jefferson City.
Right.
And
right.
At the Capitol, state Capitol. So that's what they're doing, and they have these systems. Anytime I drive past the courthouse, and if I'm in a county and I'm going through the county seat, I'll look for the courthouse, and I'll make it my business to drive by there slowly, and I'll look. I can tell from the antennas what's what, and I'll see if they have an HF antenna. And in almost every case, I've seen them. Sometimes they're just a wire strung up there, but that's
right,
all
right.
That's all they need, and they can talk statewide.
That's typically what you expect. We got a break to call. Number's 800-313-9443.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 21st of June. My new video, the presentation I did at Cincinnati, Ohio, is now available for sale. Myself, it's a four-disc set, very nicely packaged, very well done. Myself, Clyde Lewis, Stephen Ben-Nun, Pastor Paul Begley, it's available for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. The Heavens Are Shaking, that's the title of the event that we had there in Cincinnati 5 weeks ago. It's beautifully done. If you want to know about Planet X from four experts, well, there you go. That's where your chance right now to get it. We're talking about emergency survival communications. Tom, my Uniden scanner was the top of the line when I bought it. 12,000 pre-programmed frequencies. It will scan all 12,000 about every, I'd say 10 seconds or so. That model's been superseded. Now their top of the line is the Uniden SDS at Sierra Delta Sierra 200. Retails for $700. They say they incorporated the latest true IQ receiver technology, provides the best digital decoding performance in the industry. Nice looking unit. You don't have to spend that much, but that's top of the line. That's a combination base and mobile unit. They have a handheld version for $650, and then they have a complete package handheld unit for $720. But you can don't have to spend that much. There's one for $90, either full retail, of course, $100, $185, $89, and so forth. A wide variety of options and pricing on the Uniden scanners, ranging from $80 to $700, just looking at their website here. So a lot of opportunities there. At least get something. If you can't afford the ARDV-1 that Tom has, you can't afford the $700 unit, at least get the $80 unit. You need something that will intercept these frequencies. Right, Tom?
Yeah, I agree with that 100%, John. That's very true. And you also need a shortwave radio so that you can get transmissions from other areas around the country. The ham operators will be a valuable source of information as to what's happening in their local area, and they'll share that on the air. And also, John, there's if it gets to really be a bad situation, there are those shortwave sets that the various local and statewide agencies use to stay in touch. If their other systems fail, they'll use that system. Here in Missouri, things are licensed at 1,000 watts, so they actually can run quite a bit of power, although I don't know if all of them are using that much. And that allows them to communicate between any county and the headquarters at the state capitol, or county to county, anywhere in the state. And it takes a little bit to run a piece of equipment like that, but they will have somebody in there, a facility that will be able to do it. That will be a valuable source of information. So, again, you'll need a shortwave radio to pick those up, and it has to have single sideband capabilities. You can get some inexpensive units that will do that, but you better start thinking about that now and get it and learn how to use it and have those capabilities ready. And for the ham operators, they should think about the 5 megahertz frequencies that we have. There's several channels in the 5 megahertz range, and these are... this is not a band like all the other ham radio bands where you can just tune around, find a clear spot within that band, that allowed band, and transmit. In this case, they're actually discrete frequencies, and you have to be right on that exact frequency to transmit. And anyway, you have to set your radio up in a little bit different manner. All the new equipment coming out has those frequencies pre-programmed in it. The reason I say that is because a lot of the emergency traffic, at least for Missouri, I'm familiar with Missouri. I don't know about all the other states, but if they're using these shortwave or HF systems, they will they'll use single sideband. They may use some data transmissions that connect computers in there, but you may be able to intercept even some of their data communications and hear what's going on, read about what's going on. But in the 5 megahertz range, having capabilities to operate in those frequency bands would be very valuable, because if there was any jamming to take place, if the federal government tried to jam the ham radio operators, I doubt that they would do any wideband jamming in the 5 megahertz spectrum, because that would wipe out their own systems. So many of those actually operate in that range, so they would never jam their own stuff. And it wouldn't be too hard for them to jam the 2-meter and the UHF ham bands. They would be able to do that, and that would wipe out the local communications. But I truly feel, John, that the heavy-duty communications will be taking place in the shortwave spectrum on the HF ham radio bands.
HF, there you go. We got about an hour break, so tune in, we'll be right back. ¶¶
song?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Friday, the 21st of June, the first day of summer, the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. How about that? Beginning tomorrow, the 22nd, as they start getting shorter. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Interesting things there, things that will alert you, inform you, educate you. We have my new video for sale there, The Heavens Are Shaking. Let's see what else we've got. Some new things that have been posted that will help you understand the world we live in. Let's scoot down there a little bit from the top. The ultraviolet index, of course, red dawn. You need to understand what's going on with the Russians. There'll be some new things posted in the next day or so. I don't want to steal my own thunder, but I think you'll find them interesting documentation about what's been going on with the deep state and the investigating the investigators. Also on website, of course, are energy cleaners for sale. I don't want to go into the apocalypse without my energy cleaner. And you won't either once you get it and find out how much it helps you. If you have arthritis pain, take care of that. If you're not sleeping as good as you did when you was a boy or girl like I do, it'll take care of that. $285 should be included. Tom's diligently working on getting me a fresh supply of energy cleaners. And they will help. It will help. The energy cleaner, the mattress pad that goes with it, a great way to start your day in normal times. And in hard times, when you're dealing with sleep deprivation and other issues, working long hours, doing unusual physical things you haven't done for years, maybe never, the energy cleaner will help you a lot. So you can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line, and I will box it up and ship it to you priority mail. The toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. The 24-hour order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Tom, there's a brand of radio. I consider it a good quality, a consumer-grade radio. I watched these things over the last 25 years, these hand-crank AM-FM radios go from very large, very heavy, very expensive, to the point where about the best one you can buy, at least on Amazon, is only $85. Now, one I've got that I take with me whenever I leave home is made by the company Kato. That's Kilo Alpha India Tango Oscar. I say again, Kato, Kilo Alpha India Tango Oscar. The Voyager Pro model KA600, that's Kilo Alpha 600. $85, this thing has internal batteries. You charge up by cranking your hand crank or pointing the solar panel at the sun. You have also the ability to put in some removable batteries, plug it into the power outlet at your home. AM, FM, shortwave has a flashlight built in. You can charge up your cellular telephone on it. An incredible amount of capability. And it also has a built-in clock, a thermometer, and humidity meter, a calendar, alarm clock, reading light, flashlight. For $85, it's an incredible amount of technology, isn't it, Tom?
It really is, and those are pretty handy because you won't have to worry about batteries. You'd be able to operate that thing anywhere. I don't know if they pick up single sideband, but other than that, I think it's a pretty good investment. It's an inexpensive thing to do. Also,
right.
You know, you're not going to have a huge investment in radio that way.
Right. AM, FM, long wave, short wave, and all the NOAA weather radio frequencies. A lot of capability. I would get two of them, quite frankly, because as Jim Rawl says, one is none, two is one. Keep them packed in Faraday cages somehow, some way to protect them from EMP. And you're good to go in terms of intercepting AM, FM, long wave, short wave, and the NOAA weather bands. A lot of capability for not much money. And I encourage people to get these radios. I don't sell them myself, but they're available on Amazon and probably other outlets. The time to do that is now. Right now, it's point, point, click, click, and that big brown truck from UPS or that big white truck from FedEx will have it at your door probably in about 3 days, won't they?
That's about right, John. That's one good thing to do is maybe get one of those if you're short on cash. I mean, that's not a huge amount to get something that will really fill the bill. The shortwave broadcast would be so important, and you'd be able to use that for the AM and FM broadcast. I really think a lot of the information will come on shortwave, whether it be from a foreign broadcast. You know, John, that the domestic broadcasters won't, in other words, the AM and FM stations in your local area, much of that news could be filtered, and you'll get the truth outside the country. So you might have to listen on shortwave to foreign stations that are getting us the true information about what's happening.
Well, during World War II, the BBC was known for reporting truthful information. I don't know if that would continue or not, but that was a reputation back then. And you're right. Foreign shortwave radio stations might be very well a source for accurate information when all else fails. A person would have to use discernment and be critical, you know, use their critical thinking skills for any information from any source, wouldn't they?
That's very true, John. You'd have to really be up to date on your toes and up to date and really pay attention and use some discernment. That's true.
Absolutely. Well, getting back to the Cato, when I travel, I use my aluminum Halliburton suitcase, which is some protection. I keep the Cato inside a Faraday bag inside the aluminum case. That's about as much protection as it's reasonable to do for myself when I'm traveling. I just don't leave home without it. I just make sure I have it with me. So it's your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't have access to information, it's human nature that your mind will go to a worst-case scenario instantly. Right, Tom?
Yes, sir. That's correct. And it's wise to carry some of this equipment in the car. You never know when you're going to need it, even if you're out on the road.
Absolutely. Well, these are things you learn when you're in combat. Combat is a tough teacher. The lessons are burned into your soul, quite frankly. And so make use of my experience. I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, as they say. You don't need to go through what I've gone through to get my knowledge. And that's why we listen to John Moore on the radio 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, is to get this information. People procrastinate. We talk about that a lot when it comes to engine cleaner and other matters. I think the time for procrastination is done. We have a pretty reliable source that has proven, in my opinion, because I've been working with my friend Paul Martin for about a decade now, and 16 months will fly by. November 2020 is only 16 months away. That will be a blink of an eye. Tom, you and I have been doing this show here, you and I on Thursdays for what? This is the 10th year or so.
That's about
goes
right.
By pretty. Goes by pretty quick. We got a caller on hold here. Jerry in Texas is taking a break from feeding his goats. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Don, Tom. I want to, I guess, digress. I get busy and don't pay a whole lot of attention to this 5 megahertz that you say that's what the federal and state governments operate on, 60-meter band?
Yes, Jerry, that's correct. They have many frequencies in that range, between 5 and 6 megahertz, that FEMA will use. So the federal government's in there, a lot of state agencies. It can vary from state to state, but on a national basis, you'll find the FEMA and other federal agencies operating in that spectrum. Because the reason being, it's good at night and day. You'll notice on the ham bands, everybody wants to be on 75 meters or 80 meters at night, because that's 3.5 to 4 megahertz. That works really good at night. And then during the day, to cover a huge regional area, the 40-meter band, which is 7.0 to 7.3 megahertz, is commonly used. The 5 megahertz is in between and gives you a little bit of the benefits of both of those frequency ranges. So you'll have good coverage day and night. And that's why they use those frequencies. So if you're operating on the ham radio channels that are in the 5 megahertz range, I doubt if you'll ever have any trouble. Now, the only thing is that those are shared frequencies. If a federal agency, they will use the same channels as the hams are on. So if a federal agency or a state agency comes on there, you have to vacate the frequency and allow them to use it. But you could be sitting there listening to everything they say unless they encrypt it. There are some encryption modes for single sideband and also for the data transmission. So they may use some of that. I don't know. I doubt if they would. Right now, I don't think they really encode any of that or encrypt any of that. So you should be able to hear anything that's going on. It would be a very, very wise thing to have single sideband equipment and maybe even data equipment where you could intercept their messages, see what's going on, and see what they're up to.
Okay. I sidelined me there on that. We as ham operators, I'm looking at the ham band plan here. It's 5.3305 to 5.4 something is, and there's they've got 1, 2, 3, 5 real narrow frequencies within that 5 meter that we're actually allowed to use.
That's correct.
Okay, but the government uses everything from 5.0 to 5.9999. I know that's being kind of facetious, but
Jerry, there's many frequencies that the government and agencies will use in the entire shortwave spectrum, but for the most part, they will be on the lower frequencies between, I would say, between 2 megahertz and maybe 9 to close to 10 megahertz is what they'll be using. I think you'll find the bulk of the traffic will be in that 5 megahertz region because it's usable day and night. Some of the longer-range stuff might be up around 9 megahertz during the day, but at nighttime, I think you're going to find the 5 megahertz and maybe even some of the frequencies they have in the 2 megahertz region. In that range, you'll find some activity there. But if you have any kind of a ham transceiver that's on, you know, relatively modern, even the latest stuff has those 5 megahertz frequencies pre-programmed. And then the older stuff will still cover that range, and you'd be able to tune to any of those frequencies and hear them. You can also hear a lot of the aircraft radios. Much of the international aircraft transmissions are on HF, on the HF bands. Now, much of that's been offloaded to satellite systems, so that's cut back on it some. But I still hear aircraft transmissions up around 12 megahertz. So having shortwave equipment will be very, very critical. It'll be important, and I really feel that anybody that has the slightest interest to try to acquire that equipment now, not later.
All right. Well, of course, we've talked about this before. One of the probably the least expensive and most comprehensive radios out there is the one that Yaesu makes, at the FT-857D. I mean, that thing's got more capabilities than. My buddy calls it a shack in a box because of the only thing it doesn't have that I like is cross-band repeaters while I'm out here tending to animals and what have you. I can participate on 2 meter and 70 centimeter real well. And matter of fact, some of the people in the area has went to are buying their own little dual band 70 centimeter 2 meter radio, which is pretty cool. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, I have one. That's a very good piece of equipment.
I just wanted to make sure I understood. It takes me a little time to uptake some of this stuff and understand it, but appreciate it. Y'all have a good week.
Okay, Jerry, thank you
for taking
the call.
Uh-huh.
We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. We have hundreds of men and women listening to you and I and Jerry this morning that know exactly what we're talking about, and many hundreds of others don't have a clue what we're talking about. If you don't have a clue and would like to have a clue, here's what you go do. You go to the ARRL, that's the Amateur Radio League website, ARRL.org, I believe, isn't it, Tom? And
that's correct.
Yeah. And find and locate the ham radio club closest to you. Hopefully it won't be too far away. They'll give the date, the location, the time that they meet. Typically it's once a month, typically at a public place such as a restaurant. And just go there at the next meeting and meet these men and women, become part of their group, start learning about this equipment, how it works, why it works, start studying for your ham radio license, and you'll a big bonus. In almost all of these clubs, you'll find high-quality used equipment being bought and sold back and forth between these men and women. It's not things are not listed on the internet. They're simply private sales between private individuals that you don't need to necessarily spend a whole lot of money to get started and get good quality equipment at a very reasonable price. Right, Tom?
That's true, John. You can spend very little and get some decent equipment. Some of the older stuff is still quite usable, very reliable, and there's a lot of it out there. So just shop around a little bit, and I think you can find what you need. I think if somebody could budget even $300 could get you a decent transceiver on if you're looking for HF equipment, and even less than that if you're looking for 2-meter VHF, UHF equipment or FM operations in your local area. Sure, you can get on there for sometimes $100. No problem at all finding an older unit that's still quite usable. You know, you'll need a power supply to run this equipment sometimes that comes with it when you buy the piece of equipment.
Hold that thought, Tom. Hold that thought. We got a break. Or a last break. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Charges a million a shot, and a
right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 21st of June. Tom, I'm preparing to write an article on this intelligence I got about the possibility of civil war starting on the in November of 2020, 16 months away. It will be posted on my website when it's ready. This is everybody's heads up. This is fresh intel. I'll be following up with my various private sources. In the meantime, you, Tom, and I will continue on Friday mornings advising people on how to get themselves started on understanding radio communications, what it is, how to do it, why to do it, how to get started, and do all these things incrementally, learning these things and doing it in the most cost-efficient, cost-effective way. Right, Tom?
That's correct, John. And I'll just continue to talk about the HF equipment. I know everybody wants to have their 2-meter radio in their car and truck and so on, but the heavy-duty stuff will be happening on the HF bands. See, the VHF stuff is real easy to jam. They could come in into a maybe a metropolitan area and put up a high-powered jamming transmitter and take out the whole band. They won't do that on the HF because if it traveled outside the country, they'd be jamming foreign countries. There's international agreements on that, so they would not be able to jam the ham radio bands as easily and get away with it because they would be carrying over to other commercial frequencies that might be used in other countries, and they'd be interfering with their communications. And they would, it's a civil war here. These other countries have no issue with that, but we would be jamming them. Of course, they might not care. They might do it anyway. Nobody knows until it happens.
Right.
But I really think that having those capabilities to monitor and listen in that 5 megahertz region for single sideband and data communications, I think would be a very, very wise thing to do.
Absolutely. Well, I'll be advocating that my listeners, my friends, and so forth, will treat this as a training exercise. I'll be characterizing this as something that is concerning and something that needs to be prepared for, and that we treat it as a training exercise because it's inevitable that, in my opinion, that the $22 trillion debt will be very disastrous at some point. This thing is in our face. 16 months is in our face. That will flash by so fast that it'll make your head spin. So I'll be treating this as, I've done this before. I advocate that people review this information, understand it, research themselves, and treat this as a training exercise where you're getting prepared for something that might happen, but also may not happen. And I think that would be a wise thing, don't you, Tom?
I do, John. Prepare for it. If it happens, you're set up and you're ready to go. If it doesn't happen, well, you have the equipment that can be used for other things as well. So
absolutely.
It's just a wise thing to look into it.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
You, John.
We'll talk soon. We got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. Talk about health-related matters. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.